This is the No BS Coaching Advice Podcast, episode 154. I'm your host, Jeff Altman, the Big Game Hunter, and welcome. I like to spend some time, at a minimum weekly, talking with you about some aspect of life, the universe, everything. And this weekend, I started to watch a series on YouTube creatives. It's a YouTube TV show, and I cut the cord a couple of weeks ago, and I'm enjoying the freedom that's coming with not getting my bill increased radically every couple of months. And on YouTube creatives, they have a series called Cobra Kai that's based upon the old movie series Karate Kid, except now it's 25 years later. And these two teens have grown into men who are living the stories of their past in one way or another. And the biggest thing that they've done a great job and a very subtle job doing is talking about, well, how we start creating a self-fulfilling prophecy around our stories, how we start seeing our lives through the lenses of those stories. And there's one marvelous scene where the villain of the movies is now actually the focal point. I can't say hero, but he's a favored character in the modern series. And you start looking at the old story through his eyes and how he felt hurt and wounded by the hero of the movies. Really interesting. And it reminded me, frankly, and I hope to remind you of this, that sometimes the way we perceive things isn't right. That there's another side to it. We may be right, they may be right, but we're certainly not operating in a vacuum. And that the stories that we tell ourselves have a lot of dimensions to them, including the previous experience that the other person had. So my reminder is, don't get so wed to the idea that you're right in a situation. Slow down a little bit. Think about it. Reflect. Talk to the other person again. See whether you are right or whether they're right. Ask them, what am I missing here? Something along those lines that just allows you to reconnect and simply say, I'm not trying to get into an argument. I want to be clear about this. I want to make sure that I haven't missed anything. And maybe I learned something from this and you learned something from this. I know when I've done this in the past, we have both had revelations for one another and huge laughs. And I'll just simply say, I hope you have a similar experience as well. And that brings us to a modern story that is being told in real time in front of us. And that's the story of impeachment. And each side has a tremendous narrative to prove that they're right and the other one's wrong. Were you in the room with him when he made that phone call to the Ukrainian president? I know I wasn't. I doubt any of you were. And they're parading out people, some of whom said it was an awful call, some of whom say something different. And we're going back and forth on this. And none of us knows, and we're getting backed into corners about whether or not we should agree or disagree with one side or the other, fight for what one side or the other believes. All I know is that these people are so manipulative. Again, I'm not dealing with the president and his behavior. I don't know what it was, and I don't know what the law is. Do you? I know what I'm being told, but I don't know what the law is specifically. The result is I'm sitting back and waiting for this process to unfold, waiting to see what occurs next, because this is like the thunder beings from up high fighting with one another, and how, you know, caveman used to interpret thunder and lightning and things like that, because that's really what's going on. There's a bunch of thunder and lightning in the sky and not a lot happening. And, you know, why are we getting hooked? Just pull back a little bit. They'll let us know what they eventually decide, and our rooting for one side or the other doesn't make a difference. What will make a difference in your life? That's the most important thing. what will make the most difference in your life? So what are you going to do next? What matters to you enough that you're going to get off the couch and do something next? What would serve you, your life, your career, your family? What's most important to you at this time? What would matter? Is it really watching Netflix or, in my case, YouTube TV? What matters next? What is the point of your life? After all, a lifetime isn't a long time. We like to think of ourselves as immortal, but life has a way of showing us how ridiculous we are to act from that place. And thus, between now and the inevitable conclusion of your life, what are you going to do? Seriously, what are you going to do to change things or make them better or change the world and make it better? How are you going to shut the voices up in your head to change things so that you and others can benefit from it? That's far more important than anything that's going on in politics these days. So that's today's show. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, subscribe in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you listen to the show. Just subscribe so you get downloads whenever I release a new episode. Each show is going to be bite-sized morsels of advice just like today's. I hope you enjoyed it, and I do hope you subscribe. And if you do choose to subscribe, I hope you decide to support the show. There's a link that will take you to anchor.fm where you can make a pledge in support of the show. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're interested in my coaching you, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/TheBigGameHunter. Mention that you listen to the show. I just happen to like knowing I'm helping some folks. And once we're connected, message me about your interest in coaching. We'll set up a free call. We'll get acquainted, see if it makes sense. I'll be back soon with more. And in the meantime, I hope you have a great day. Take care. Time for the